last statement, no, na Chinese ambassador has made. First, I think it's a challenge to our authorities to exceed their power and to prove him wrong. The second part is that I think it's not only Chinese that are in Ghana. We have different nationalities in the country. Why is it always the case that when we talk about Galamsey, the Chinese are mentioned? That's what the ambassador is asking himself. How many nationalities are always arrested when Galamsey sites are raided? And so my response to him is that the Chinese are complicit. They come to do such illegal activities as Galamsey. And that is why they are arrested. And that is why they are always mentioned. He's talking about building hospitals and building courts and what have you. We pay for the building. Those construction activities are not free. Please, you pay for them. And it's all the place that do such activities. I mean, they are not the only people who build do construction in the country. We have other nationalities that also do so. And so on the part of saying that he doesn't think Galamsey can be eliminated well, we believe that it can be eliminated when the right steps are taken. We believe that as a coalition, we have made some proposals and the government works at them and follow through their promises. We believe that Galamsey can be eliminated. But at the end of the day, it's about responsible mining. We are not saying that stop mining. We are saying that mine responsibly, like that we do not destroy our water bodies, our forest reserves, and the ecosystem services that we all enjoy. And so the Chinese ambassador is completely wrong to now be crying the victim instead of telling his country people that, look, when you come into the country, do not engage in illegal activities.
No, but Prof, on his comment, say, onyin this illegal mining you bet me etu ase no maybe he knows something that as a nation you cry anymore and am boy he knows something we don't know.
Well, that is why I'm saying that it's up to, I don't think that any foreigner can come to this country and know more than we the natives. These are activities that are carried out within the confines of our location, within the country. And we have our security apparatus. We have our national security apparatus. And that is why I mentioned that it's a challenge to the authorities. That if only he knows everything that our authorities don't know, then it means that we probably are not a sovereign nation after all. So it's a challenge to the authority to prove that, yes, this can be ended. And, the Galamsey and those activities can be transformed to something more sustainable and more responsible.